ASSINIBOIA. The Assiniboia Town Council held a meeting on August 23. Present at council were Mayor Sharon Schauenberg, Councillors Robert Ellert, Kent Fetz, Patrick Grondin, Graham Harvey, Peter Cordes, and Renee Claremont, Sal Clint Mothy, and Carrie Martin. Public acknowledgements were given to resident Tom Stanley and Assiniboia Times. Agenda adopted as read. Moved by Cordes, Fetz. Approved minutes of meetings, and read the regular council July 12. Moved Ellert, Grondin. Also presented the infrastructure, facilities and open spaces minutes. The Assiniboia Museum June 22 and July 20 minutes. The Princes of Wales May 12 and June 9 minutes. All minutes moved by Fetz, Claremont. Public hearing delegations zoning bylaw amendment. No correspondence or appearances, so the amendment is closed. RCMP report given by Corporal Mark Dykstra. Detachment has been very busy. Remain short-staffed at this point with assistance coming from outside law forces. Moose Jaw, Weyburn, reports that the drug problem in Assiniboia is rampant at present. Encourages all citizens to keep their eyes and ears open. Reports the citizens on patrol training will start in October and will come to the community after that. Report accepted as given. Moved by Cordes, Claremont. Proclamations. Mayor Schauenberg proclaims that September 9 will be proclaimed FASD, Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder, recognition by the town of Assiniboia. Correspondence received, and accepted from, the Chamber of Commerce regarding the Career and Business Expo, the Palliser Regional Library funding, and the RM Lake of the River No. 72 Summer Newsletter. Correspondence was accepted as read. Moved by Fetz, Ellert. Reports from admin. Sal Clint Mothy reports a very busy summer that will carry on into fall. The town is looking good as paving and concrete projects are winding up. A meeting was held with Ministry of Highways and has reached agreement that the highway between PV Mart and A&W will again be the responsibility of Department of Highways and under their control, as was the agreement in 2014. Tree trimming will start in September in the town. Water report is good. Consumption very close to rates of last year. Breakdown averages at 92 gallons per day per person in the town of Assiniboia. Finance report. New street lights to be installed on Main Street with Sask Power to cover 75% of the cost. Statement of financial activity accepted as shown. List of paid account accepted as shown. Report accepted and moved by Fetz, Cordes. New business. Zoning bylaw amendment. Open land by Integra Tire was rezoned. Second and third reading moved by Ellert, Fetz and Grondin, Cordes. Acquire tax title property. The old gas station beside Shoppers will be torn down at the expense of Shell. Request for funds in support of the new Ukrainian family that has moved to town. This will help to make their housing up to necessary codes. A $500 donation approved. New arena sponsorship for Southland Co-op Center was approved at $5,000. The grand opening was scheduled for September 17 with big celebration planned for the day. Everything is free through the day with the exception of the cabaret at night. Grand tour open to the public at 1 p.m. All above business was accepted and approved. Moved by Ellert, Fetz. Reports of attended meeting given by each councillor and the mayor. Adjournment. The next town council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 13 and Tuesday, September 27.